Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're continuing on in our The Guide series. And today we're talking about calories and how you can evaluate and control your calories in order to see the fat loss that you desire. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you of the opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, and this is the most important one that you can do for yourself, go ahead and hit subscribe or follow to the show. That way you get all the future episodes that we create, as well as the podcast players see that the information that we have is valuable, and then it pushes it out to other people who need the same information as well. In addition to that, if you're listening through these episodes and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I just really need a little bit of guidance on what exactly is going on in my health and fitness journey. I'm putting in the work, but I just feel like I'm not getting the result. Then go ahead and feel free to schedule a lifestyle audit. That way we can identify for you exactly what those missing pieces are, and you can start seeing results today. And with that being said, let's get into the show. And today we're talking about everybody's favorite question that they love to ask. How many calories should I be eating? And there is a right answer to this. Are you ready for it? I hope you got your pen. Hope you got your paper. I hope you got something to take notes with, because here is the answer. The answer to this question is 1,867.5 calories. If you'll just do that, then you'll see all the success in the world. Now, of course, I'm being a little bit sarcastic, because there is no way for me to broadcast on a podcast channel exactly what those calories are for you, but I will help you figure them out today. And so the reason why I can't give you a very specific number first, before I give you the answer about how you can go about figuring it out, is that I don't know if you're a male or female. I don't know how tall you are. I don't know your past dieting history. I don't know your lifestyle. I don't know how much movement you get on a regular day. I don't know any of these things. And because I don't know any of these things, there is no way for me to say this is the number and to broadcast that on a podcast channel. And even when somebody starts working with me, there is a little bit of work that has to go in before we arrive at the answer to this question. And that's the work that we're going to talk about and describe today, so that you can take that information and actually do the work for yourself so that you can get the correct answer for you. But just in case there is somebody out there that is thinking to themselves, why is any of this important? Why does it matter that I know what the right calories are for me? Well, it goes back to the law of thermodynamics, right? What we're trying to do when it comes to fat loss is we're trying to work within the laws of thermodynamics, which say this: if we know what your maintenance calories are, which means that we know how many calories you should be eating in order to neither gain weight nor lose weight, then we have the information that we need in order to ensure that you can either gain weight or lose weight. And if your goal is to gain weight, you eat above maintenance. And if your goal is to lose weight, you eat below maintenance. For the purposes of this podcast, most people that listen to this podcast are looking for the results of fat loss. And so you'd be looking to find maintenance and to eat below maintenance, because this is just the basic laws of thermodynamics. If you bring in more energy than you put out, then your body's going to look for ways to store that energy, and that's how we accumulate fat. And the opposite is also true. If we bring in fewer calories than we are using, then our body is going to need additional energy. And so it takes energy from our body to be able to use, and hopefully that comes from fat. And this is why strength training is so important, because that sends the signal to the body that it needs to keep muscle. And so when the body goes to look for energy, it grabs it from the extra fat storages, and therefore you're losing fat instead of muscle. And so that's why it's super important to have an understanding of what maintenance is for you, so that you can make the best decisions possible based on your goals about how many calories you should be eating. And as we've already mentioned, there is no way around this. These are the laws of thermodynamics, which leaves us with this question. How do you figure it out for yourself? Well, if you were to go online and Google this, you would find calorie calculators all over the internet. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of a secret. Every single one of those calculators will likely be wrong for you. And here's why. It goes back to the same reason that I cannot broadcast a specific calorie amount. And that is because that calorie calculator doesn't know anything about you either. Doesn't know your movement patterns, doesn't know your sleep patterns, doesn't know your eating behaviors, doesn't know your past diet history, all those things. It's not able to account for those things. And so there is one way that we can go about finding maintenance that is customized and specific and perfect for you. And I gotta warn you, it's not the sexiest of solutions, but it does work guaranteed. And that is, take about 2 weeks and journal down every single thing that you eat. Week number one, journal it all down. Week number two, journal it all down. Take the average of those 14 days and figure out through the past 14 days, how many calories did I eat? And while you're doing that, also be taking measurements on the scale and see in what way the calories are affecting the measurements on the scale. If you have gained weight over those last few weeks, then you know that that average of those calories is a surplus for you. Or if you have lost weight, you know it's a deficit for you. Or if nothing has happened, then you know that you're at maintenance. And again, this is the basis off of which you formulate all your other plans. Until you take the time to discover what your maintenance is, you cannot make informed decisions when it comes to your calories about how you should use them in order to achieve your goals. So don't get impatient. There is no getting beyond this discovery phase. You have to go through it in order to see the body fat results that you desire. And I hope that was a huge help to you. Now, the only thing left to do is to go out, and if you haven't already done this, start journaling and see how it affects your body and put into practice how you can start seeing the results that you want to see today. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.